Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, as most everybody knows, I've been fighting COVID-19. or maybe it's been fighting me. I'm thinking it's the other way. Yeah. Anyway, but don't really have all my cylinders going just yet. Been a challenge, I want to say. Made it through all these years without it, and it snuck up on me and bit me in the butt. Anyway, it's been pretty much a learning curve, let me tell you. So, but other than that, I wanted to do the show tonight, number one. I'm very excited about this new moon. Very excited about this new moon. And when I first pulled it up, I said, it's so cute. It's like these little Aquarian pears. Isn't that sweet?
Yes, it is. It is cute with the pairs of Saturn, Venus, Sun, Moon. It's adorable.
Yeah. And, you know, so many people have been tired of all the Earth, you know, all the Capricorn stuff that was going on and all the Earth that was going on in the heavens. And so now I've got this, like, refreshing energy kind of coming through. I just really, really like this particular new moon. I couldn't see anything to complain about with it. Nice.
Well, you know, and it is all about a new opening, looking at a new way, looking at things in a bigger picture and looking at things in a broader picture to see a larger perspective. And I think this whole chart brings that out with that. You know, as we speak, and the only hard aspect that's around any of this is as we speak, Uranus is going to be squaring the moon and going direct. So it's a little wobbly with that. But again, here, great epiphanies can come because of that Uranus transition that we're going to be in right now. And it is all about looking to the future. All the planets are going to be direct. Let's move on. And I think the new moon was the first kiss. And I think that's the reason why we had Saturn, Venus, and Sun, Moon. It's just because it's like that first kiss of, okay, let's move on. We're going to start moving forward. We're going to be able to start getting out that communication moving along because, you know, again, it was in trying to the Mars at that point in time, the Sun-Moon connection. So it's so sweet because it's like this beautiful freeing effect even with your Mars, you know. So here again, we're going to start feeling like we're going to start really moving forward. Mercury is still in Capricorn and will in the next couple of weeks go into Aquarius, and there will be a really big opening then, I really feel, because it is about just, again, seeing what possibilities are, looking forward. Instead of we've been all cooped up, we've had to think real seriously, all these, you know, things. So I think this time period is really going to be fun that we're coming into here.
Absolutely. So then, of course, I pulled the chart up at 6 o'clock tonight when we start the show. I like to look at, you know, when we go on the air, right? So I pulled that one up, and I'm like, Moon, Saturn, and Venus in Aquarius kissing each other in the 7th house. Here I am doing a show with my adorable Libra friend. I'm like, how cool is this? And I'm like, I love this. And So again, we're seeing that the Aquarian force is really, really strong. And Mercury in Capricorn, I think we need it there a little while longer because a lot of people are going through a lot of cleanup, a lot of practical things, the new year, tax time's coming, all the things that have gone on over the holidays, certain things. And I think in a way that that practicality of that Mercury in Capricorn might be needed for these next couple of weeks, as you mentioned. I agree with you on that. Then it goes to Aquarius. For the most part, we're going to be on the much more on the brighter side of midnight, let me put it that way, once that kind of liberates itself.
Oh, yeah. Again here, I think it, and it does, it keeps us in that pace and slowing it down a little bit more so that we do finish off these things before moving into the future, because things are going to start popping. Things are going to start jumping. I can't imagine how they couldn't with all these planets direct and all those planets in Aquarius, you know, here again. It's an interesting time we live in.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold here. I suppose you should see what they need from us tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 780, you are on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Welcome. And Jacqueline, how are you?
Jay. Hanging in there. How are you doing, Jay? Great to hear from you as always.
So yeah, I heard what's happening. So my prayers are with your health, for all the retrograde. So maybe with all the planets going direct, you'll be feeling better too.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. That'd be a real good thing. So did you have a nice holiday season?
Yeah, I didn't do too much. I just took it easy. Just I think everybody who I knew since the last couple of years decided to really take a holiday, and I did, so I didn't do very much. Just watched videos, and I didn't do very much at all. Didn't even go outside very much. Just it was really nice to have that, calmness, you know. So I really enjoyed it. How about yourself?
I had family for Christmas and Thanksgiving for the first time in 11 years this year. I had family. It was awesome.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful experience, eh?
Yeah, it was. You're right. And a lot of people that hadn't connected in a long time got connected, and it was a pretty much a win-win. How about you, Jacqueline? You fill us in on what happened with you. We're doing all the talking.
I had a lovely time. Beautiful. Life is good. I can't say anything else. It is. It was I think this was a sweet holiday season that we had. So, hey, Jay, you have Jupiter dead on your sun right now.
And what does that mean? For career or something like that, or what?
Well, it's all
you're
about
born
letting
a lucky
your
star right now. There's a lucky star on top of your head.
It's letting your soul shine.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. And Uranus, as we speak, just went direct. And so what happens is here is that that is conjunct your Venus. So it's, what I say here is right now, you're a one lucky boy that can make things change very quickly.
Interesting. Because I'm leaving my work on February 24th, is that I'm getting lots of number of things, trying to get things done right. So also, looking for another career in, type like parts. So, and talking to people who know what's going on for the job market than I do. So I'm having a conversation with that person on Monday. So, making things happen for sure right now.
This is the time. This is the place. This is who you are. Bring it out. Again, that Uranus-Venus conjunction is in your sixth house of your work. So you're being blessed here. It may, you know, all you got to do is speak out and ask for it, and it's going to come back to you. You'll be surprised. You really will.
Would it make a difference before the plants are direct for my astrological sign?
Oh, yeah. You know, again, that restriction of Uranus being retrograde on your Venus, it's going, okay, wait, have some temperance, wait, okay? So you have this patience thing going on. When it goes direct, it goes, okay, now we're moving forward. Now we can get more constructive. We can give you a better avenue, a better way. So, again, here I say, and it's, you know, if when Uranus was retrograde, Jupiter was not on your sun, okay? It moved into this during this retrograde period of time of Uranus. So the timing of it is kind of divine that the two do that dance together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. So the timing is right. Things are coming to you, okay? I can't say enough of that. All you have to do is get out there and say, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I want, and it's going to happen.
Yep. I agree. Yep. Now, it's interesting, too, because the moon is sitting right on your Saturn tonight, too. That's kind of nice in Pisces because of your spirituality and your creativity. You're in your lunar opposition here, almost exact, with Saturn. So they're going to look at your tenure, but they're also going to look at the fact that you're very refreshing, okay, because you're very intelligent, but you're also extremely creative. So these are the things that are going to open doors for you. And we just were talking a little bit about Mercury being in Capricorn for a couple more weeks, but it's in your second house of how you earn your daily bread, too. And it's going to be forming trines and blessing lines to Uranus that just went direct on top of your Venus. It's almost like the universal forces are lining up for you, Jay. I don't think we can give you any better news than this.
That's great news.
Yeah.
Well, it's a blessing. I've been waiting for it. I've been impatient, like I said, over the Christmas holidays. Like, so, yeah. This is an exciting time.
Yeah, all you got to do is just be open to it. This is a good thing. You know, really. You've been waiting for this time period. It's finally on top of you. Don't be surprised. Again here. Because that Mercury that we were talking about is sitting on your south node. And the reason why I say that is because there's a certain amount of self-doubt, old issues from the past that are holding you, that are making it more solemn instead of making you go, okay, I had to wait, now it's coming, you know, and here again. Have more fun with it. Be more open with it. Be more happy about it.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I've been actually doing that because I was not so worried about looking for a job. I'm looking on the internet for a position that I want. I'm not getting... How do you say it? Anxiety over it. I'm just like looking as an opportunity, so that's where it's at right now for myself.
I like it.
Keep doing it.
I like it a lot.
You're welcome. So, we'll keep up to date with things. I'll maybe a couple weeks or so see what happens with the plants, but I think we're good for, a couple weeks or more or with the planets?
Oh, yeah.
Where they're aligned right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And if anything pops up in between and you want to give us a call and we want to have a virtual parade on the show, give us a call.
I will. Definitely I will. So, as always, much help. As always. You're so great.
All
both
right.
of
you. Oh, many blessings to you, dear one.
You too. And grateful recovery for you, Aphrodite. And blessings and adventures again, Jacqueline. So.
Thank you.
We're on it.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care, both of you.
Sweet night.
Again, much love. Well, bye-bye.
Such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
All right. for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 267, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey,
hi,
Jessica, how are you?
So I'm also sorry to hear about that Aphrodite. My prayers to you as well to beat the COVID. You can do it.
Thank
you. Can
you.
Do it.
I know I can.
Yeah.
I know I can.
Keep at it.
It was like just so out of the blue. I don't want to tell you exactly how this happened and how bizarre it was, because of my mystical background and my family heritage of how this came into my home in the middle of the night. But maybe one day I'll do it on the show and tell people what happened. But it was the most unbelievable thing that's ever happened to me in my life. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
And I knew something was about to drastically change. And I wasn't even sure if I was awake or sleeping. It was that bizarre. It really was. But
oh, wow. Yeah, we're going to have to hear that story now after you just set it up like that.
Well, but, you know, again, I think a lot of times we do get these strong impressions. So many people that call on the show, you included, you have your own psychic seven, and you'll get a sign or something will come, you'll say, you know, that's really bizarre.
What
does that sign mean? Where does that come from, you know? It's important for people to acknowledge that. Say, all right, obviously you've got my attention.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You've got my attention, yeah. But anyway, so, Jessica, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I know I was just celebrating last week, but some things have sort of shifted a little bit with the housing situation, and I am preparing to move again. I was here short term, but I was expecting that he was, my landlord guy was going to, that I was going to be here for 6 months. I wanted to do a 6 month lease, but no, it's not right. So curious what you're picking up with that. I truly feel kind of sorry for my soul. I was just like sitting in front of the mirror today and just listening to my inner child, like letting my little child just like cry and speak, and I just feel bad for her. So much change this year, and I love all the changes, and I'm willing to go on the adventure again, but she just truly wants her home, and I don't blame her. And I will also share that I think I got a job offer coming down the pike. I got hired last week. I'm supposed to get the offer letter tomorrow, but I will believe it when I actually start working, because there's been so many twists and turns in my adventure, but it looks like that is happening. So I am happy to report that. We take the wins per day, you know, and however they change, the next day is a new day. So just curious what you're seeing there with the housing thing, because I do want to get her home. I know that, fine, this was a stepping stone and we'll create magic again, but I must have moved maybe 10, 11, 12 times over the last 9 months. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is a lot. Mhm. Yep. Now, what's the wiggle room here as far as how long can you stay where you're at before you actually physically have to make the move? The job is supposed to be starting soon. So what's your wiggle room here?
Well, I have 2 more weeks on this lease, and the guy wants to increase the pay. I'm not doing it, and I don't think he's in integrity with it anyway, and I'm just not doing it. So it would be 2 weeks, February 8th. So I would hopefully I would find the place in the next week or so. Otherwise, well, I don't even want to think about the otherwise. I just, you know.
And I wouldn't if I were you. I would say, okay, this is it. This is, you know, because Mars is in Gemini. Mars is conjunct your Mercury, but it's not dead on yet. So, and I'm not surprised that it would be plan A and plan B when it comes to this because of that Mars in Gemini. Uranus is transiting through your natal fourth house of the home as well as the north node, okay? Sudden changes can occur in a blink of an eye. You are so right on with saying, okay, tomorrow's a new day. Today sucked. Tomorrow's a new day. Today's a great day because things change. And that's what it's all about with you. It's a crazy cycle you're in right now. But don't be surprised if you find a better place is all I'm trying to say. Because I think everything is moving in your favor at this point in time. Again, here, I think that this Mars aspect, it's transiting through your fifth house, and it's going to go into your sixth house of service and work. I see no problem with that. Venus is transiting through, and it's conjunct Saturn. Again, these are your skills. Aphrodite, he says this on this aspect all the time. These are your skills with that aspect that are going to be utilized in this new endeavor. But it's conjunct Venus, so it's a gift given again. And that is in trine to your natal Jupiter, again, in your sixth house of day-to-day work. So here again, we go back to, I have no doubt that things are going to change in a blink of an eye for your benefit. It may be crazy. It may be wacky. I can't control the Aquarian energy, nor Uranus, its planet. They have wacky things they do. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to end up in your benefit. So hang in there, because this change is definitely for your benefit. What do you think, Aphrodite?
That sounds like you're talking about with career. Is that like housing? I mean, I thought this housing loop was over with, you know?
Both. Again, Mars is in Gemini, and that Uranus was retrograde up until the moment that we went on the show, okay? It is turned direct now, and that is in your fourth house of your home. So you took this home under that retrograde. I think it's going to provide with another one that I think is more beneficial for you is all I'm trying to say with this.
Okay, that's what I keep saying to myself. I mean, I'm ready for my forever home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, what kind of a place were you looking to move to? How big?
Well, I want it bigger than this place because I'm in a little cottage. But I want another house. But I want to be on a property myself. You know, no more of this. Even though it's 50 acres, the guy's family's here, and it's weird energy. But I want the thing that I originally wanted: a house in the country, like basically in the woods. That's all mine. That's private, and a perfect place that I can stay for a while, even do like a rent to own.
Sounds like a good vision.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that vision high. Entertain this job opportunity. You're going to get settled in there. You're going to start to feel a lot more confidence. See, you need to have that inner security in order to be able to move forward. So it's good that they're going to be, going ahead and sealing the deal as far as a new occupation. Because then you're going to have that security, and that's going to change the way you're looking at everything. Instead of, like, crying in the mirror, you're going to be making faces and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've been super happy, and I even, like, again, it's just like a moment in time, but it's just, it's sort of like, I don't really understand why these all 9 months, it's just, I cannot really, it's just constant change. Like, you think you're going in one direction, and then it's like, nope, go off to the left, go off to the right. And it's like, when is this exactly going to stop? It's constantly, like, being on my toes of, like, trusting my intuition and going back into that silence of, like, how am I being guided again? it's a new way of being. Again, I don't want to complain about it because I think it is very positive, but it's like, all right, I just unpacked here. Now I'm going to pack up again.
Yep. It's going to work out.
You think this is going to happen in the 2 weeks? I mean, it has to. That's how I look at it.
It has to. Yep,
yeah.
It has to.
All righty. Thank you, ladies. Carry on.
You keep us posted.
Yeah. Okay.
And good luck with a new career. God bless.
Thank you. I am excited to start it. Yes, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, hell, you know, that Mars, it's a wacky little creature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talk about having to fly by the seat of your pants. Wow. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Air code 541, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Nancy from Oregon, and my prayers are out for you after that. I know you're going through a lot of challenges. So,
thank you. Thank you.
You were born in L.A., right?
Exactly. August 2nd, 1951.
Gotcha.
Oh, good.
So you're staying out of the... Go ahead after that.
And you're August 2nd?
Yes. 1951.
And you still live in L.A.?
No. Now I live in Grants Pass, Oregon. Hoping to move soon.
All right. My ears are a little messed up because of my COVID thing. Okay. So give me where it's in Oregon. What city?
Grants Pass.
Grand Pass.
Grants. Grants.
Uh-huh.
Pass. Know exactly where you are. Beautiful area.
Is it? Oh, nice.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Cool.
That it is.
So, you're looking to move. Are you looking for a local move or are you looking for a long distance?
Yeah, a long distance. Actually, I moved out here originally because my daughter lived out here with a family. And now they moved last year to Oklahoma, of all places. But anyway, they're going to put roots in Oklahoma, pretty close to Oklahoma City. And I really, even though I think it's beautiful here, you know, there's nothing for me here in Oregon. So I'm thinking of moving out there to Oklahoma. And I was curious if you see a move this year.
Okay. Let's take a look at this.
So, and I can understand why you're doing that. You're going to have your Jupiter return this year, okay, because Jupiter's in Aries, and in about 10 degrees it's going to hit your Jupiter. So it is time for expansion and growth. It is time for a change. Mars has been a long time in Gemini, okay, and it is going to transit into your fourth house of your home in March sometime. Aphrodite would know that date better than I would on that, but I think there's some great epiphanies coming for you this year. Slow and steady wins a race. We're looking at April, May, sometime in that time, I think the answers will be revealed of what you're looking for. This is a good time to do the research of the local community that you want to move into. to start getting up to look into it. This is a perfect time to do that because Mars is transiting through that local community. So I say get their newspapers, start looking at what's there online, start really getting yourself. Okay.
I have been thoroughly.
See what, you know, again, you want to get a real good understanding of this because I think sometime in the spring, at the latest early summer, I think you have the opportunity to make that move. So think about it. Okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I agree in a way. So you're moving an awful lot of miles here, okay? And local moves to me are more like third house energies, okay? A local moves is like you see the tri-state area, you know? But you're, when you're moving, you know, 800, 900 miles or more to a new location, I usually like to see a major planet in that ninth house. If you're moving a great distance, it's almost like going to a new dimension. And how long have you been in Oregon?
Since the end of 2020, that October 2020.
All right, so you are in that grid then, because you've been there longer than 13 months. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And, but have you ever lived in Oklahoma before? Like, would it be like returning to an old neighborhood? No.
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand it from a metaphysical perspective. Because, see, Mars is going to basically be in Gemini until the 23rd of March, and then it's going to go into Cancer for 7 weeks. And it's going to be moving through your fourth house of home in Oregon, which means you're going to get a lot of support from family about making this move. Don't even think about that. That's it. That is going to happen. All right? So
yeah, they want
do
me
I
there.
Think that this is not something you're going to orchestrate alone. You're probably going to have a team working with you, dear. That's what I'm seeing here then. Because what's happening is you're going home. This is not about a relocation. You're going home, girl. You're going home, and I would not be surprised to see it happen even a little bit earlier, like Jacqueline was thinking too. She was thinking maybe it could be early spring. I'm with her on that because I have a feeling that you have enough family and enough support there that they're going to move bells and whistles, and they're going to get you there. So
oh, yeah, they're
I would
looking
be
for
doing...
rentals for me and everything. Yeah, they're really trying to help on that side, but they're not settled. And that's there's two places. They're thinking of either Oklahoma City or Norman, Oklahoma.
See, there is supposed to be two places right now because Mars and Gemini, things come in twins. Things come in twos. There are supposed to be two options right now. And this is the time to really investigate each of these opportunities between now and the 23rd of March, see? So, again, leave no stone unturned. There could even be a third option that pops in out of nowhere, all right? But once Mars gets into Cancer for that 7 weeks, I have a feeling you're going to be on your way there. You're going to probably have already made the decision, and you're going to be on your way there.
Well, I'm ready. I just have to get my ducks in a row, you know, just do the stuff that I need to over here and have a place to go to over there and move. That's the whole thing, the moving costs and getting my furniture from here to there and all that. So there's a lot of stuff, but, you know.
Right. There's a lot of moving parts with something like this. And, and like I said, if these are things that you treasure, of course, you're going to have to see if you some of those things you want to take with you, some of the things that you want to sell or give away, if you want to put it in storage temporarily and then come back and retrieve it. But that seems like that would be too many miles to go more than once. So I think right now the organization skills that you're going to need to implement are going to help you so that you feel like, all right, I'm good to go, all right? As soon as that door opens, everything's been accomplished here. And it is going to take a bit of work, but you've got some nice trines and blessing lines backing you up with this. So I'm not thinking anything bad's going to happen. I think that you're on target with this. And I think you're going to be happier than you've been in a very, very long time.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, this is the first Christmas giving in 11 years. I've actually had family with me here in Roanoke, Virginia. And I have to tell you, it was absolutely freaking amazing. Okay? And the joy in my heart, I wish that joy for you, my dear. I wish that joy for you.
Oh,
okay?
I appreciate it so much, yes.
All right. And you keep us posted, okay?
I certainly will. I certainly will. Can't wait. Okay. You did, yeah.
God bless. All right.
God bless.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. It's really interesting how things work.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I said, oh, I was missing something. I said, there's something metaphysical I'm missing. What am I doing here? Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay. You had it right.
Yeah. I'm wondering because of the COVID fog, okay? I'm wondering. Okay.
I think that's a commission. You had it right.
All right. Okay. Hey, code 216, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Patricia from Cleveland, Ohio. Hello.
Hey, Patricia. How are you?
I'm good. I'm moving forward slowly but surely. Hope you're feeling better after that. And get your preventables, you know, to get that immune system and that digestive system healthier. Oregano oil,
yeah.
Oil of oregano. But anyway, I don't know your health condition, obviously. Your Om Master Mushroom Blend, because it has the immune abilities, and it's got about 3 biological adaptogens in there. The product is called Om, O-M. Sold in health food stores, so... And that oil.
I ordered a naturopathic product.
Yes.
Okay, for this.
Right.
Okay, I have to tell you, I am allergic to more things. I mean, you would run out of page in a notebook, the things I'm allergic to that I cannot eat, ingest, or put on my skin.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I ordered this thing, doesn't interact with anything, supposed to be perfect. Second dose, woke up covered with sweat, rash all over my body. Really? Yeah. So we're not going to try anything tricky until I come in for a little bit more of a soft landing, okay?
Oh, boy. Yeah, the naturopathics, you just have to pay out of your pocket, so.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find you. You're July 16th, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for putting that out there, because I am looking into doing some more supplementation, but I haven't been able to even leave the house. I mean, it's crazy. But I appreciate your well wishes for me so much. Now, what can we do for you tonight?
Yes. I was listening to your previous callers. I'm preparing to relocate to and live in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and this Mercury retrograde has ended. This job that I had, it was a temp job for a year, that has ended last week, and I've been applying, and nothing has come through yet. I have planned to leave by Amtrak on February 28th. And it takes about a day or so to get to the destination. So I would get there around March 1st, but should I even leave then? Because I'm really focusing, just believing and, I'm writing down my intentions and, acting as if. that I have, you know, the bridge, what I call bridge jobs, and that I'm, you know, teaching, tutoring English part-time and, you know, scoring online students' papers, you know, doing things I can use from my computer, you know, and also with these paid surveys, you know, the survey, you know, points you, survey junkies and, you know, survey studies and get that going, at least that's some money, but to maximize it where that I can start, you know, getting a couple of hundred dollars a month. And then while I'm building up and strengthening and learning the content writing and some other skill sets.
Right. Where are you relocating to?
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. That's right. We talked about this before. All
right. Well, also, Jupiter is transiting through your 10th house of your career. So you have a guardian angel over it. Okay?
Okay. That's good.
The next couple of months are all about faith, okay? That's what it's all about. It's about trusting that everything is in the right place at the right time. Mars is going to be transiting through your 12th house, and then it's going to go into your first house, and then things are going to get crazy, okay? So you still have a period of time where you're going to be a little wobbly going through this, but it's going to turn out just fine in the long term for you. I promise you that. Venus is in trine. That Venus-Saturn conjunction is in trine to your Venus. It is, again, about faith. It's in trine to your natal Mars, okay? So we have this beautiful transition of, yes, this is for your greater benefit going on, but it is all about patience and trust. And piece by piece, things will fall in the right place at the right time. It may come at the last minute, I have to say that, but it seems that everything is going to come in at the right time. You have Mercury and Capricorn going through your sixth house of that day-to-day service and that day-to-day work of yours. And so you're looking a little bit more solemn or a little bit for more security than what is upon you at this point in time. I say, it's fine. You've got the skills to do this. You can do this. Continue on, okay, because it is a process that you're in and you're going through a full transition. But it's going to be for your benefit, okay? Venus is just getting ready to go in your ninth house, so you're going to have a guardian angel over that long-distance travel here in just the next couple of days. So
yeah.
I say it's good timing of this all the way around. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Absolutely, and again, technology is your friend. All your Aquarian forces right now, because most of the things you can do are virtual, you do them on your computer, you've got trines and blessing lines all over the place with these guys. Your natal Jupiter, your north node in Libra, you've got trines and blessing lines there, and then you've got some to your Venus in Gemini, because you're a brilliant communicator, and you and I both know this. And now you've got Sun, we've got the Moon, your inner child, Saturn, the great teacher within you, and Venus, the planet of loving what you do as far as being in the information age. All these planets are lined up for you right now. The frustration you're feeling is that you wanted to have that security because of your Cancer planets. I'm a Cancer Sun, too, so I so get this. Excuse me, but I think be very, very secure in your intellect right now. Know that you can just be flipping through something on your computer, something else could show up somewhere, you're like, that's interesting. Let's take a little look at that, okay? I really think get your higher mind and let your emotional energy settle down. Use your higher mind more. And for you to multitask in different ways to create income from the different things that you can do because of your communication skills, you're going to make it through, honey, and you're going to make it through with flying colors.
Okay. So I can keep my plans on leaving end of February.
Yeah, I think the timing is good. I really do. I think the timing is really good.
All right. Now the finding
Mercury is still Mercury is still in its shadow until the 7th of February, by the way. All right?
Okay.
And then after that, all of February, all of March, no more retrogrades, honey. No more retrogrades for two solid months. You're going to feel like, what just happened? Is there an angel on my shoulder? Oh, yeah. You're going to feel it right away. Yep.
Well, I found some information about some possible short-term housing. It's a rescue mission, the Las Cruces Gospel Rescue Mission. Because these Airbnbs, they're expensive. These VRBO vacation types of housing is expensive. The hotels obviously are going to be expensive, these extended stays. But we'll see. If I apply and stay in this, basically, it's, well, free shelter, but, you know, do some type of volunteer work there. Should I consider that?
Well,
the energy is going to be dicey. I realize that.
See, I can't say it. I support that. All right?
Yeah.
Just because there's too many trines and blessing lines, which thinks there's another way. You just haven't found it yet.
Okay, all right. Keep searching. But
Uranus, where you live now, okay,
mm-hmm.
is that 11th house, which is a place that will help people that were less than fortunate, you know, the soup kitchens, all this stuff, you know, the rescue
right.
missions, all that. There's squares mm-hmm. with Uranus to your Leo planets, okay? And so I think that that's a stress I would like to see you avoid if you can find one other way. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Right.
I totally agree. It's a good thing to have in your pocket. It makes you feel good to have it in your pocket. But I do think there's another answer. I do think you need to keep searching. And by doing that due diligence research, I think you'll find it.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. But I definitely have to get out of this where I'm currently living at now because it's toxic. You know, I see the black mold and they're not doing any repair. So I'm just going to keep on researching, keep my faith and belief strong. And so I'm finally, you know, hitting the road on end of February. So thank you very much.
I have a weird feeling now. I don't know how much stuff you have, but I have a feeling that you could find a room for rent where you could come and go as you please, be able to have your internet, you'd be able to get yourself into something like that and then establish something. And I think that that's going to be better because, again, you want to work on your skill level to get your income where you want it to be to ultimately have a place where you can make a true habitation. And that's what's really
right.
going to make you happy. Okay?
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Feel better and get the...
Thank you for your well wishes and your good advice. God bless you, sweetheart.
All right. Take care.
All right. God bless. Sweet night. Everybody's on the move tonight, huh, Jacqueline?
Yeah, you know, that Mars and Gemini gets people moving around.
Yeah, for sure. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. Happy New Moon. And I feel the same way you do. Two and a half years, I managed to avoid COVID, and then, bam, got a brand new job, and 2 days later, I got a call saying they got COVID. Anyway, your story sounds so interesting. I hope you share it someday. And you'll get better. Just take care of yourself.
Yep. Just trying to pace myself enough to at least get some work done.
How are you feeling?
Really, really weak.
Yeah, well, why don't you give yourself a break and not do any work? That's what happens when you get sick. You're supposed to stop and be sick.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't do that.
Huh? You don't do that?
I don't do that. No.
I know. Well, consider it. Consider it.
You give it to her, Pat. Give her a good lecture.
I'm the same way. You know, it didn't dawn on me, you know, to go to bed at first. And then actually my cough got really, really bad and scary. So take care of yourself. Take a break, bit of a break. Pamper yourself.
Listen to the cancer babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the cancer mom. Anyway, so my questions are all over the place. You know my history. I won half my award, and he's not paying. So now I got to start all over again with the sheriff. I've been devastated with money. I just got, I need brand new tires. I went to the tire place to get a low tire filled, and they put a piece of metal in my rear tire. So the next day it was completely flat. Then AAA came to put on the spare, and he put on a lug nut crooked. So now it's got to go in for half a day's repair, hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get behind. You know, this luck just continues. Hopefully, I'm counting on AAA will pay for the damages. When I get my energy back, I've got to now file and work with a sheriff. It's not that promising. I just want this to end. I want good things coming my way. I literally was left. There's nothing else to try and figure out. I just have to pray. There's nothing else to do but pray and to really believe in prayer. Because I'm almost shaking, you know, as far as what is going to happen to me money-wise. And even the huge, you know, it's now $2,000 more this week for dental. Even with all that, I'm like, I'm okay, just cope. But then the worry is, what if you need a new car? You know, I always have old, used cars, and letting myself worry. So,
yes, you are. You're going way too far. Okay, because things are challenging at this point in time and have been challenging, remember that, you know, all this Capricorn energy was in opposition to you. And the Aquarian energy is now opposing on your Leo planet. So it's doing a rebalancing. I will say, however, surprisingly enough, Uranus just went direct in your eighth house of other people's money. Okay, so things are going to start changing in your favor, and debts owed are going to start to become paid. So it is about being in the due process, knowing you have to do this. Again here,
yes.
Mars is transiting, and it's right in between your Venus and your Jupiter, okay? So all of this paperwork and everything is for your benefit. You said, you know, to Aphrodite that when you're tired, you need to relax and sleep. This
right.
is frustrating, okay? But you know this too shall change. Does that make sense
yeah.
to you?
Yeah,
so
I do.
It is about letting it move through and allowing it to take the time to get the reimbursements for it. Do the due diligence because it is going to pay off. But again here, we still have Mercury, which is in its shadow, and there's a little wobbliness for the next couple of weeks. So it's still over the next couple of weeks for you having to roll up your sleeves and have that faith and just, like Jessica said, live in the day. Each day can bring something different. And I say live in the day. If it's a hard day, do what you need to do and then relax. okay?
Right.
If it's an easy day, hey, go with the flow of it. But go more naturally at this point in time, and I think it'll work out better for you. This worry and stress that it's not going to happen is only your lack of faith. Trust the process because you still are in that transition and things are still in that change, okay? What do you think after that?
I totally agree with you. I mean, right now there's so many trines and blessing lines here. See, you know, the beautiful thing about your chart is that you're born the same year as me. And because of that, your Saturn and Neptune were kissing in Libra. Saturn's exalted in Libra, okay? And it's in your first house. And so is a part of fortune. And Libra rules the scales of justice. Divine justice on a higher level, not necessarily our court system. This goes all the way to the Creator, okay? And all what's going on tonight, the Moon and Saturn and Venus in the heavens and Aquarius, trines and blessing lines saying take the high road, believe that the forces that be are more powerful than anything here on Earth that can bring you down, and just trust it.
Wow. Okay?
And
that's
it's
powerful,
pretty powerful stuff. I can't even count how many trines there are. There's so many blue little triangles. I mean, little green triangles on my computer right now. It's amazing. And and this is a very, very strong conjunction. And that's why I think once Mercury gets through this little shadow thing it's going through, the rest of the information to get the funds, you know, into the palm of your hand, that's going to resolve itself because this is the last of the retrograde for a couple months. So just really know that the higher power and the higher forces, they've heard your prayers, they're working on it right now, and it's going to come in right on time.
Okay, so I've been wondering, because of the stress, I just mentally couldn't cope with picking up the papers and going forth until I get more mental energy. Is that right in line? Is that right doing that, or am I kind of pushing it by not doing the due diligence right away? Do you understand what I'm saying? I've given myself a break, an emotional, mental break from starting the paperwork.
Right.
Well,
you have to stick. Go ahead, Jen.
I've got the paperwork. I connected with a sheriff. He said, just go fill that out and then contact me. So I've started it. But I've not been able to cope with this, you know, paperwork. It's real difficult to interpret. So that's my question. Am I waiting too long, or is this right on time, this due diligence that you say I need to do, the paperwork?
Well, my feeling is I think that you should do it on a good moon day, okay? You're a Cancer sun like me. Your Mars is there. Your Uranus is there. Pick a good moon day to work on the paperwork because it's your ruler. Okay, now the moon's in Aquarius now. Okay, it's going to be going into Pisces for 2.5 days. And that complements Cancer. Okay?
Okay,
and so slow it down. In other words, don't think you have to be doing it right now, getting it done immediately.
Okay.
Don't put yourself under all that pressure. You say, let me see what they need from me. And during that cycle, as the moon goes through Pisces for 2.5 days, it's also going to pass over your Neptune in your sixth house of work and service and health and the details, okay? And if you have trouble with some of the paperwork, I'm sure that there's somebody that can help you, all right?
Yeah, there is some.
So if you,
there is some, but she broke her foot, so I'm giving her a bit of a break too. But she did say she'd help, yeah.
Okay, so do that. Do it during a good moon day and do it where you have an ally to help you. Okay?
Okay.
And you keep us posted, okay?
I will. How do I know what good moon days will be for me other than Pisces?
Now that's another question.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But any ephemeris, you can probably have it on your phone. If you bring up an ephemeris, it'll tell you when the moon enters a new sign.
Yeah.
And when it leaves that sign, and when it goes void of course. And
right.
So the things that try and tap into some water and earth energies.
Okay.
To help you get through it, okay? The earth is more for the manifestation, but the water has to do with you trying to flow with the paperwork rather than feeling like it's an obstacle.
Okay, that's really helpful. And don't do void of course time, right?
No void of course.
Okay, thank you. Love you guys.
All right. God bless you. All right, have a sweet night.
Good to connect with you both. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too, sweetheart. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, we're at the top of the hour, but there's a lot of people on hold. We might want to let them know where to find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we love doing the show, and have a beautiful week, and enjoy this nice new moon. It's in effect for a full month. Enjoy it. Many blessings.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.